The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. What do you have for us today?
I thought we could talk about ways the homeowner can find some freedom from the chemicals in the home, for starters. They're called VOCs, or volatile organic compounds, that are in the vapors that come off of or are in everyday household products like cleaners, paints, and air fresheners. You know, chronic exposure to VOCs has been linked to a broad spectrum of health problems, from headaches to asthma to cancer. And so to reduce your VOC exposure is pretty easy. Just buy some low VOC products, and you want to increase the ventilation when you use them. Good ideas.
All right. Yeah, those are good ideas. You have some specific tips on this?
I do. So store the smelly stuff that you have, things like paint, paint thinners, pesticides, gas cans, in a detached shed, you know, something that's not connected to your house. And if you have leftover pesticides, paint, and other chemicals, don't leave them lying around. If you're not going to use them again, contact your municipal waste department to find out where you can dispose of them safely.
Okay, a lot of people who have an attached garage do not have a detached shed. So what about the attached garage?
Okay, so if you can, seal up any connections between your garage and living area if you're storing these kinds of things in your garage. You can weather strip your garage access door and make sure that the threshold gasket is tight. You also want to look for less obvious connections, like loose holes around ductwork that can leak garage air into your basement, where an air return duct collects and maybe disperses the VOCs all over the house. You want to button up these gaps with caulk and foam sealant. That works really, really well. Also, you can remove covers and packaging from items like the plastic off your dry cleaning outside of the house, weather permitting. And then set them outside just for a little while, the clothes you just, you know, unwrapped or something else. You know, sometimes you get, like, new things from the store, a comforter or something, and you take it out, and you can just smell when it comes out of the package all these fumes coming off of it. Leave them out in your garage, or if it's a nice day, leave them sitting outside until they don't smell. Also, schedule major interior paint jobs for good weather so you can open up the windows. Oh, and one more. Bathroom and kitchen fans are great for removing VOCs from the air, especially because cooking and cleaning can release some really potent compounds. But if you run exhaust fans constantly, you create negative air pressure inside the house that may draw air and VOCs from your attached garage into your house. So you want to run fans until any chemical or smoke dispels, but then turn them off. Don't leave your exhaust fans running all the time. Now, speaking of freedom from chemicals, how about freedom from chlorine for all you pool people out there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, what do we do about that?
Okay, natural pools. I love these. So if you're considering a pool, a natural pool offers chemical-free swimming for about the same cost as it would be to build a chlorine pool. Ongoing maintenance costs are negligible compared with the $300 to $600 per year required for a chlorinated pool, and there aren't any filters to change. So it's a great way to get some chemicals out of your life.
Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you, as always.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.